Each year at Christmas, Christian leaders and organizations around the world send greetings to Vatican Radio listeners. This year, the president of the World Methodist Council, the Reverend Dr. John Barrett, shares his hopes for unity among all Christians, renewed at Christmastide.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay.
I've recently been to Rome for a very special celebration. Charles Wesley, the great hymn writer, was born 300 years ago this month. During his lifetime, Charles Wesley wrote over 6,000 hymns. And his hymns include Love Divine, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, and Jesus, Lover of My Soul, hymns that are known and loved by Christians all over the English-speaking world. Charles Wesley expressed in beautiful verse the theological emphases and deep spiritual emotion that he shared with his brother John. He and others then set them to music, and Methodism was born in song. What made the Rome event so special was its ecumenical nature, reflecting not only the wide popularity of Wesley's hymns, but our common acceptance of the truth that they express. So Roman Catholics, Anglicans, joined with Methodists and a wonderful African-American choir from Georgia to give thanks to God for Charles Wesley. That Catholics and Methodists joined together in this way is no surprise. Over 40 years ago, the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity and the World Methodist Council began a formal dialogue which still continues. Through the dialogue, there is no doubt we've come to understand one another and our central doctrines more clearly. But the purpose of the dialogue was always more than this. The aim is eventual unity of faith, mission, and sacramental life. So may the Christ, whose birth we joined in celebrating this Christmas time, draw us ever closer to him and to one another. And may he bring peace and goodwill on earth.